They should get all the credit. I stand here and do the media stuff, but they're the ones that deserve all the credit because if I'm on my back, I can't throw the ball.
Well, that quarterback of yours, Donald, pretty good, very talented on the field, but he's really good at saying all the right things. In your position, it's such a selfless job. How nice is it to have your signal caller always praising you guys?
I mean, he does a good job of it. Gives us our little brownie points, makes us feel good, but he's doing a lot of things himself to make us look good, and he's not getting enough credit for it. You know, he's getting rid of the ball very fast. We're picking up great blitzes, and sometimes when guys do come free, you know, he's getting rid of the ball quick and making us look good. I think he's one of the top quarterbacks this year in making great throws against pressure.
So to see him in his sophomore season and the jump that he's made, the progression that he's made, how impressive has that been?
It's very impressive because, you know, my 10 years, you know, playing, I don't think I've seen a jump from a quarterback, you know, from their first year into that second year as a rookie. It's exciting. I love watching him play. I love seeing him get better. And, you know, he's the heartbeat of this team. And we're going as far as he's going to take us. And, you know, he's doing a great job leading us.
Your line has really taken that next step as well. What's different this year for you guys?
You know, the thing is, I think we're just trying to take it, you know, day by day, step by step. You know, we're not reading the newspaper. We're not trying to get ahead of ourselves. You know, we're trying to stay humble. We're trying to stay modest. And we're just trying to, you know, go day by day, step by step, and getting a little bit better. We're not trying to make big jumps. We're just trying to get a little bit better every day. And we feel like if we get a little bit better every day, it's going to show in the long run, and it has been. You know, some teams try to make a big old jump every day. You can't do that. You just got to try to get a little bit better every day because that little bit's going to add up in this long season.
Let's single out a couple of players here aside from Derek. Gabe Jackson, what have you seen from year one to year two?
He's making a big jump, too. I mean, it's crazy. Like, him and Derek are making a big jump. You know, the biggest thing with Gabe is, you know, his understanding of the game. You know, he's seeing things before it happens now. He's feeling a lot more comfortable. And I think the biggest thing for both of them is that the game slowed down for him. They got a year under their belt, you know, slow down a little bit for them to react and see things better and sometimes see things before it happens.
What about Rodney Hudson? How much has that helped?
I mean, Rodney Hudson is the leader of this offensive line. You know, he puts us in great position. He's a great player. He's a great addition. And I think he fits so well with this offensive line. And, you know, we go as far as Rodney goes. And I'm a 10-year vet, but I'm following Rodney's lead.
Every week we sit here and talk about the veteran coaching staff. What does Tice bring to your room?
Man, so much energy, so much life. You know, great thing about him, you know, he's a former player, so he knows what we go through. He knows what our body goes through. He knows what the everyday grind goes through. So he knows when to work and when to tail back. You know, he's done doing a great job of that with us, and I think it's showing.
As I mentioned, you were a 10-year vet, but I want to go back to 2006 because you were undrafted then. Do you still carry that with you? Do you still have, like, a chip on your shoulder because of that, or is that long gone?
Oh, definitely. I never forget. I've been lucky enough to beat the Vikings every time I played them, you know, in my career, and I do hold that, you know, hold that chip on my shoulder because, you know, I felt like they didn't give me the righteous chance. I should have had, but, hey, it's football. I'm happy where I'm at. Everything happens for a reason. I wouldn't change it.
Yet you're also lucky enough to play for a team that you grew up rooting for. You grew up in Southern California, not just a team that you grew up rooting for, but now you're part of this turnaround here with the Raiders. How special is that to be a part of it?
It's great. You know, words can't explain it. You know, like I tell everybody, my dream, my fairy tale ending would be to, you know, retire a Raider with maybe one or two Super Bowls under me and, you know, bringing them back to greatness and leaving that on a good note. That would be a great fairy tale ending.
Okay, so let's get to our five questions now. Here we go. First job ever in SoCal. How'd you pay the bills?
Man, washing cars.
Washing cars at an actual car wash?
No, in the neighborhood. Going to people's houses up and down the street. Me and my friend, we go ask, ring doorbell because they knew us as kids. And, you know, we asked to wash cars young, you know, get $5, $10 here and there.
Your favorite Raider of all time. So you grew up watching the team. You can go past. You can go current.
So that's a tough one because, you know, I grew up, you know, I love Rich Gannon. You know, I love Tim Brown. I love Charlie Gardner. I love Rod Woodson. It's hard. And then when I started really getting into the line, you know, I was a big Lincoln Kennedy fan growing up. So
diehard Lakers fan. Is this it for Kobe Bryant? Is this the victory tour? The goodbye, farewell?
I hope so. I hope he goes out after this year. Holding him a chance to play in the Olympics and he goes out, you know, strong and maybe we get to the playoffs this year and he goes out tough. I think big Kobe fan, but I think, yeah, it's about that time, Kobe.
What position would you dream of playing? If you're built for it, but what position on the field do you look at and say, man, I wish that was me out there?
I'll probably either be a receiver, tight end, maybe a defensive end, but probably probably had the ball in my hand, receiver, tight end.
All right, final question here. Coach Tice, we know that he can light up a room, so what's the best nickname he's given?
Oh, man, we got a couple in there.
Share the dirt.
It's hard, man. I'm just going to leave it at that. We got a couple in there, and I'm just going to leave it at that.
Locked in the vault. That's good. I'm sure that you'll get kudos for that,
yeah,
for keeping that private.
We're going to keep it in that room.
Donald, thank you so much.
We have an offensive coordinator, Norv Turner, who was with the Raiders as a head coach. He's going to find ways to get Adrian Peterson the ball.